For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. Rushing creek water is a reminder that South Carolina is just beginning to dig out from under the still-present effects of historic rains and flooding. Slick mud, debris, and continuing rain add to the challenges of collapsed roads and bridges and head-high waters in parts of Columbia as business owners begin to assess the flood damage. Radenko Pavlovich owns the Columbia Classical Ballet Studio, and his reaction to the damage is one of astonishment.
I don't even have a word for it. The situation is absolutely devastating. As you can see, we are completely under the water, and the piano is floating, and the water was probably about 6 feet high inside of the building.
Nearby, Nori Warren, owner and veterinarian at Four Paws Animal Clinic, viewed the damage from outside her business.
We're just completely in shock. I mean, we expected some flooding. We prepared as much as we could with sandbags and so forth, but we had two dams that are part of the lake system back behind us that ruptured. So we got not only the rainfall and the expected flooding, but then we got additional flooding from the breaking of the two dams of the lakes above us.
As cones are put out to turn cars away from danger, Warren has yet to even see her business because with 8 to 10 foot water, nearly the entire building is underwater.
We've yet to see our clinic. What we have been able to see is about 2 feet of the roof line and down, but nothing else. So we just don't really know what we're going to have on the inside. With the rain still occurring and the amount of water that's still present, it's probably going to be another 24, 48 hours before we can get close enough to inspect it.
Fortunately, no pets were in the clinic during the storm, says Warren. She doesn't know how long the business expects to be closed, but she is already contemplating her next step.
Hopefully what we'll be able to do is find an alternative place to continue to see our clients and patients until we can get this building either back up and running or potentially even find a new location. We just kind of don't know what we're dealing with yet.
Pavlovich says that sometimes a disaster brings out the best in people. His dance company has a performance in 2 weeks and was left with nowhere to rehearse. But he says his competitors have come forward with offers of rehearsal space.
So I'm trying to find out exactly where I'm going to take the company to rehearse because, as I said, in 2 weeks we have performance. I think, you know, everybody's really trying to help each other right now. And I'm very grateful and appreciative. And hopefully it will be resolved very soon.
Police and volunteer Army National Guardsmen continue to keep onlookers at a safe distance. As Pavlovich deals with his insurance company, his mind is on his studio's recently completed $300,000 renovation.
The sad part is, 2 months ago, we completely remodeled the building. It was gutted, so everything was brand new inside. I don't have words for it. The piano, all the computers, all the stereo systems and TVs that were on the walls, and it was done first class. And we had the floors that they were installed, which they were over $50,000, dance floors. So all of this is what shape is going to be in when the water is removed. I have no idea.
Though their businesses are completely different, one thing unites both owners in the wake of the storm: uncertainty about what tomorrow will bring. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.